Balance of Nature, changing the world one life at a time.
I try to take care of myself. I try to eat right. And I love fruits and vegetables. I'd rather have them than anything else, but I know I don't get nearly enough. So I thought I'll try it for 2 months and no harm, no foul. If it doesn't work after that, then I've tried it and at least I know. Within 2 weeks, I noticed a huge difference in my energy, sleeping better at night, and just energy. I would get up in the morning and get up, not just sit around. You guys have got to try this. You have to try it. You owe it to yourself to try it.
Start your journey to better health with Balance of Nature. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com to get 35% off your first preferred order. That's 1-800-246-8751. Go to balanceofnature.com or call 1-800-246-8751 and get this special offer by using discount code KATE.
Talk lines are open now. Call 888-673-1450. This is the Kate Daly Show.
Beatles. I love it. It's the birthday song. Anyways, welcome back. Kate Daly Show. I got Uncle Milty here. Pam Bartha coming up. You're going to want to hear her. We've had a lot more requests for her to come back to the show, so she's coming back and talking parasites and talking about some of the newest stuff that they're discovering. And it's been about 6 months since we had her on, so we're due for a Pam Bartha visit. Livediseasefree.com. So I wanted to mention the FIQ products. I take copper and magnesium. I also, because we're void of copper, and also it is the master mineral, and also their whole sea and cod liver oil. They've got a host of different things that they offer, but I'm telling you, these products are that great that I take them, and FIQ is fantastic. Just put in the code Kate and you'll get the savings. No, they're just awesome. Okay. MyPillow also, code Kate, K-A-T-E, and for Father's Day gifts, wow, slippers, robes, automotive. If you go to mystore.com instead of mypillow.com, both are Mike Lindell. Mystore.com has all kinds of automotive screaming deals that you can get for Father's Day as well, tools, all kinds of things. So let's talk about the 15-minute cities. In the spring of 2020, when everyone was apparently in lockdown, spring of 2020, right? Everybody's in lockdown, April, May, okay. The government in the UK announced, even though this has been around for decades, they announced mass funding that was going to be more prominent for cities, 15-minute cities. And they call these the low traffic neighborhoods. You just walk everywhere, take care, you know, walk everywhere. And hat tip, Eric, thank you on this one. Minimizing traffic, they said, by people rat running, a tactic where people use residential roads as shortcuts. And they said that basically the closure of roads is really what they're talking about. They close a road and they say it's only open to biking, walking, and so forth. And the increasing measures that are being done on these low traffic neighborhoods are kind of making it so that you really can't drive through. A lot of the, you know, not a lot, but some of the cities over in the UK, Bristol and all kinds of different places. And so I thought this was kind of interesting because it was spring when they said, here's $250 million in government funding. I mean, weren't they afraid of the Blovid? I mean, this is kind of weird that they set forth to put these things in, kind of like the same thing with 5G, implementing 5G. And they're all funded by their Department of Transportation. And they said this will make a more inclusive, cleaner, greener city, and make 80% of all trips by active or sustainable modes by 2041. There's a definite and very clear agenda to get you out of your car. And I hope everyone at least sees that part of the equation in a 15-minute city, okay? So then they said, you know, there's no plans, you know, there, you know, we have to sort all this out. I mean, my gosh, we have to reroute them onto roads. We've got to, and this article came out and it was talking about it in not a very good light. It said, you know, which is good that they were casting some doubts on this whole thing and said, our leaders casually announced they'll be tracking your every movement and keeping detailed records of where you've been and when. A lot easier to track you in a 15-minute city with heavy, even heavier NSA surveillance, okay? Mm-hmm. And can they shut you down if you were to leave the 15-minute city. That's a very interesting point. So this guy, so the comment section of this was really intriguing because one guy offered up, so the 15-minute rule does not apply to journeys, say, over 10 minutes, and the 15-minute city means all shops could, you know, should be within 15 minutes of walking distance to then cater to the walkers and the bikers, okay? Now, you've noticed all throughout the land in over here in America that cities have been spending a lot of money on shuttles, bike routes. Walking and biking is the theme, mm-hmm. right? Okay. Mm-hmm. And cities will always go, usually, can't say always, but usually go to a way outside source to do it. They'll never use anybody in-house. They won't use a firm that will do it in-house. It's always out. Okay. And then this person said, no conspiracy here. As the article states, the 15-minute city itself is a simple idea. If you live in one, it means that everything you need to go about your daily life, schools and doctors and shops, is located no more than 15-minute walk from your house. So there's no conspiracy here. That's just outlandish claims and foil hatters. Okay. Yeah. I love the surveillance aspect. It's just to make you better, like a better person.
Well, there is one part of it that I really like.
What's that?
The aim of this is to also make it easier for emergency services to travel through town and get to you faster.
Yeah.
Since I call an ambulance two or three times a week, that's important to
me. Yes. Now, I want you to keep your eyes on this all over the country. My city just did this too. Okay. My city just barely did this. It was just in the headlines where some housing crops up from a construction development, and all of a sudden they're landing emergency services offices right smack in the middle of them.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. They're wanting all these little outlets because it's helping to build the 15-minute city. Oh, we got emergency services everywhere. This is exactly why I said whatever false flag comes next in a very, very big way, 15 cities will somehow be one of the remedies, not all, but one of the remedies they propose. Oh, if this happens again, we'll be so safe. So here's kind of what's coming. And this was a person that said, look, these aren't outlandish claims. The tariff charges on cars for any travel whatsoever, because, you know, green. Mm-hmm. Zoning rules, permits needed to travel on highways, increased fine revenue if you travel somewhere you're not supposed to, all of these things are coming. And then they even noted that the California government would like something like this. But then again, who in their right mind wants to suffer ever worsening decline of California? Okay. Now, some people were actually in favor of all of those things because they buy into the climate nonsense. So they were like, good, screw them, fine them, you know, regulate them, fine them. We don't realize how many things can be implemented inside these. My state is building one proudly up near Salt Lake City in my state.
But, I like to look at this in a more positive light.
Yes.
So when we have to get our food by standing in line at the government food agency, it won't be a long walk.
Yeah. So get this on that same note, okay? So in reply to the guy saying, this is a problem, guys. These 15-minute cities, they said there's a UK plan regulation to put toilets inside any house that's built. It's convenient to do this and popular and a sensible planning rule. It doesn't stop you from going out of your house or using any public toilet or facility, which is part of a business or leisure center, should you prefer the smell of their soap. You probably wouldn't knock on your neighbor's door and ask them to use their toilet because they bought the quilted stuff. And so he goes on to say, you know, there's nothing unusual about that. All new build estates have zero through traffic over there, and you have to use the ring roads over in the UK, the same way you let yourself into a neighbor's to use their restroom. Okay. And then he said, you have no objection to local councillors tracking and tracing where you go to the toilet? The guy goes, no, not at all. This is fabulous.
I often use the neighbor's toilet. So
do you?
So yeah, I don't have to pay for all that flush water.
Well, it is. It's what that I really hope that I'm doing this justice in pointing out the crazy of this. Okay. And before I take the caller, I want to give you a website that you need to go to. I don't care where you are, because this is global. The mayors, this is why the feds always are asking, you know, mayors, you know, it's like, come to D.C., you know, we're all part of a group, kind of like the Governor's Association. But mayors everywhere have these associations. Go to globalcovenantofmayors.org. Four words. I see, I'm not like Biden. I say it's four words. It's actually four words. Globalcovenantofmayors.org.
Now, that's the link, but the actual name of the site is Global Covenant of Mayors for Climate and Energy.
Yeah. And mayors all over, and I mean all over globally, are getting together and being taught how wonderful these 15-minute cities are. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Hi, Kate. This is Harold.
Hi, Harold.
Hi, Uncle Mithy.
How are you doing? I'm good.
Hey, listening to your 15-minute city, which is pretty much in the making over there in Europe, I remember that we have now cars which can be monitored and tracked to precision of about 3 feet. Where they are at any time.
Yep.
And the company which developed the software was bought by the government, by I forget which agency, about 4 or 5 years ago. They said they can track 15 million cars every minute without losing their positions.
Yeah.
Just think about this. So 15-minute cities and everybody else who still has a car will be tracked and shut down if you don't behave.
While you're on the air, give people how to get a hold of your new book.
Oh, it's relatively easy. There's a website, HTTP.
HTTP,
colon, and then /// outdoor.
Wait, say that again.
A-U-T-H-O-R, outdoor, or author, whatever you... I can't pronounce that T-H correctly.
Author.
Author. Okay.
So, yeah. Author, H-Z-I-E-G-E-R. H-Z-I-E-G-E-R.
Okay. It's called Then On My Knees. Okay. Then On My Knees.
You can, yes.
And at that, this is Following Freedom's Nightmare. Thank you so much. Thanks for the thoughts on that, too. Let me add a couple of things. That was Harold Zeger. Freedom's Nightmare was his book about living in East Germany, living under a 15-minute city, okay? And then he wrote, Then On My Knees. So I didn't really understand the whole URL, so we'll have to get that from him again. Okay, so one of the comments was, because you get to kind of see how these things are working, said, looks like the city of Oxford has implemented some of these restrictions, and one nurse said her company can't get adequate number of car passes to get to their patients who must have nursing visits on a daily basis. Nothing they have tried works to get those car passes, because you had to register to get a car pass, and you had to have a good reason to utilize, you know, get your car pass. There are so many things going on globally, and they won't talk about them. My own governor won't even, he actually denied even the phrase 15-minute city, although he went to a luncheon for it. So I think there's a lot of denial going on to the people. Hardly anyone is talking about it, but they're cropping up everywhere. There is a site map on globalcovenantofmayors.org, and you can check out the cities close to you in your state. You can actually look by the state, and you can see what's being implemented right now as a 15-minute city. Globalcovenantofmayors, with an S, .org. And the sitemap, there's so many of them, okay? I don't think people realize that. While everybody was talking Blovid, then we've got this happening. Because remember, this and 5G. And by the way, is your internet any better? No.
It's been acting up.
Yeah. It's been acting up for a lot of people. It's very, very interesting that they sold 5G going down right in 2020. For some reason, we had shortages. Nobody could leave their home. Businesses annihilated. You couldn't even get your hair shampooed and cut. But 5G went up. Okay. And they told us it was, you know, better internet, faster, you know, this is awesome. Really? Is your internet any better? Mine's the same, actually worse. So no, it's not better. Even though we knew that was a lie, the lie does not hold up. And 5G is definitely a part of this network of 15-minute cities. There's so much here, but it's really crazy to go in. Now this conversation I'm giving you from different people living over in the UK comes from theconversation.com. 15-minute cities, how to separate reality from the conspiracy theory. You can't believe how many people, you guys, are like, what? I really like it that we'll be greener. It's so great that they're reducing our freedom with cars. We don't need that freedom because we're making a better world. They've spent so much money to brainwash people. I hope people feel special because they've spent an awful lot of money to brainwash. This is theconversation.com, 15-minute cities, how to separate reality. I implore you to go read through all the comments because we just gave you a few of the things people were talking about. But they tell you what it's like to live in these cities. They tell you what's going on and how they're inching closer and closer with more regulations, more closed off roads in lieu of walking and biking for greener pastures. And the whole name of the Global Covenant of Mayors, because this is a promise between mayors to do this in their cities, right?
Yeah,
the Global Covenant of Mayors for Climate Change, right?
Yeah, uh-huh. Okay. It's terrible. Yeah. Anyway, real quick, uh-huh. I have the link for mm-hmm. Harold. It's author hzeger.com. Author hzeger.com.
Okay.
But the book is also available at Barnes & Noble and
right,
on Amazon.
Right, but you can get it from him signed.
Yeah, he likes it. Mm-hmm. He likes to sign it for you.
And it's called Then On My Knees. He's got great lessons.
Then Living On My Knees.
I'm sorry. Then Living On My Knees. Sorry, Harold. All right, be right back. But man, what great books on East Germany. Wow, be right back. Make sure and go to MyPillow.com. Right now, Mother's Day and Father's Day gifts, $25. They just put up this promo, $25 instead of $149, down all the way to $25 for the slippers. What a great gift. And you can grab these at MyPillow.com in time for Mother's Day and Father's Day. This is a must. Get on it right now. Make sure you have these slippers because they're amazing. And size up a little bit. Size up one size, you'll love me for this one. So make sure and go for $25. You cannot not get this deal.
Talk lines are open now. Call 888-673-1450. This is the Kate Daly Show.
Welcome back, Kate Daly Show. So happy to have you listening, of course, today. And I have so much to say. I have a couple of comments to give you about 15-minute cities. And really what's happening is they're laying these tracks down. They also said, I'll take the caller in just a second. They also said that, gee, these cities flourished under 2020.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, they were funded, heavily funded, and then flourished, and not flourished in a good way. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Hey, guys. I just want to put a couple tidbits to add to your, sure. to your 15-minute cities. Living out here outside of Philadelphia, I've noticed three things. One, when you go into Center City, Philadelphia, there's a very large historical area that hasn't been touched pretty much since the 1700s. These buildings are very old.
Mm-hmm.
They've taken away 50% of all the street parking to make them bicycle lanes. Right?
Yeah.
So now 50% of these houses are worth millions of dollars. You have a little row home worth $1 million. So they take their Mercedes, they have to go in these high-rise parking lots. And it's just congestion everywhere, and there's hardly any bikes.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep.
Number two, what they're building a lot out here are these like three-story condos / apartments.
Yes. Yes.
Where there is no single-family homes being built unless they're building a home is worth a lot of money.
Yep. Right. You're exactly right.
The only single homes they're building, so they're trying to crunch us into these big complexes, and they make them very expensive. Like the rent's like $2,500 a month for an apartment, but it is luxurious.
Okay. Yeah.
And the other thing I saw on a TikTok video, which I thought was very interesting, It's one of the countries in Europe. I think it's the Netherlands.
Mm-hmm.
They're promoting through their media chips you put underneath your hands.
Right.
It goes between your thumb and your forefinger, and it's not just a chip about your medical records. It's a chip for everything.
Mm-hmm.
It's you pay your mm-hmm. your banks, you know, your yeah. your electric bill.
Right.
You go to a store, you buy your groceries, and mm-hmm. they're making it like they had a girl get the chip, and they showed her getting it. And she goes, "This is wonderful." They go, "Does it hurt?" "No. In fact, look, it's right
yeah,
here."
Yeah.
You know?
I actually saw that video.
It's the same propaganda. It's all Thank Agenda you. 21.
Yep, yep. I agree with you. Thank you very much. One of the comments was, of course, this requires control. Control over location and range of shops and services dotted throughout a city. Sorry, shopkeeper, you're not permitted to open a news agent at your chosen location because a few streets in another suburb need to walk more than 15 minutes at present. But you can have a laundromat there, like the choosing of what you can have and what you can't.
Well, there's yes. not going to be the ability to have any kind of business you want.
No.
We're only going to have a choice of a few things then.
Yeah. Many people over in the UK cited the fact that over here in the US, it looks like apartment villas, apartments going up, just like our caller talked about, apartment cities.
Mm-hmm.
Everything is stackable. And if you're extremely wealthy, you can go live in a house.
Sure.
But the extreme apartment, more like the IKEA apartment,
yeah.
right? That's the rationale that they use. Well, this is better for the environment. It has nothing to do with the environment. It's absolutely asinine. But that's what they're really trying to sell. You can't believe in these comments. There's some angry comments, and then there's comments of, "What's the problem? I love this. This is the way of the future."
Yeah.
Yeah. Live wherever you want. Do whatever you want.
No,
drive wherever you want. That's America.
Yeah.
Right? Wherever you can afford. Live where you can afford.
That's why these yeah. things start in Europe.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Oh, it worked yeah. great in Europe. Let's give it a try.
Yes, yes. They also talked about 15-minute zones will result in greater number of suppliers of the same range of goods and services in a whole city. And they talked about like how many grocery stores you get privy to, like what, you know, the councils then decide what you get.
Now,
around every turn.
This is going to sound odd, but mm-hmm. think about this. In most places anymore, mm-hmm. Pepsi has signed contracts with most restaurants and businesses so that they don't sell Coke products. Have you noticed that?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So if you prefer mm-hmm. Coke, tough luck.
Yeah. Yeah.
Pepsi's no, got true. The contract.
Right. I mean, they've already done that with
yeah.
certain, you know,
lots
they don't want any competing products
right.
inside a restaurant and so forth.
Right.
But yeah, I really implore you to go to theconversation.com to check that out. Also, the Global Covenant of Mayors.org. Sorry, not the. It's just Global Covenant of Mayors.org because that will make you realize kind of how much is going on and not being talked about right
yep.
now. It's not being talked about. We get Biden blunder of the day because he's got dementia and he's asinine. We get all this weird distraction stuff and the false flag, Nazi flag in front of the U-Haul at the White House, but we don't see this. And this is big. Go to global. I can't talk today. Covenantofmayors.org. Be right back with Pam Bartha. Deal at mypillow.com right now.